I remember when I first saw my friend's T-shirt. She's long gone, but I still remember the words on the shirt. It was 2002, March. It read, "Let go. Let God." You know, as many times as I'd heard that phrase before, it was the first time I really heard it. Let go, let God. One of my first epiphanies. Now, I don't consider myself a religious person, but I do consider myself to be spiritual. They say religion is for those who believe in hell. Spirituality is for those who've been there. Yes, I'm a member of a religious body, but believe it's what's in my heart, what my thoughts are and my actions are that matter. I started out in life as a Baptist at 13. I then married a Roman Catholic where I attended faithfully with my wife and children. I then became an Episcopalian, a Congregationalist, a Methodist, and most recently, a Baptist again. So, I've been around the religious block. But it was at 47 when I hit my personal bottom and life got real. That's when I saw the T-shirt and decided to let go and let God, though I still struggle with pride and the desire to follow my own will. Now, let me pause and tell you, I'm no saint. Far from it. I'm just a run-of-the-mill, ordinary, everyday, struggling guy. I only tell you all this as background. For many years, I've attended an annual spirituality retreat in another state. It's a way to stop and remind myself of the fundamentals, to reset my physical and spiritual pathway. I spend the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at a Benedictine abbey with monastic monks and other fellow life strugglers like me. We take walks in the early afternoon, sometimes passing through the old cemetery where many monks are resting, noting the years of service they gave. I'd always heard of the vow of poverty that many religious people take, but never applied it to my life. A vow of poverty. Think about it. A vow taken by members of a religious order to renounce all personal property. God alone provides. These faithful followers, like Father Brendan, Brother Francis, and Father Jerome, have shed every material possession. Could I? I struggle through the day when I can't have my phone, but little chance I can shed it for a week, let alone forever. No spouse, no car, no 401k, no clothes I can call my own, no retirement, at least not in the sense I'm thinking. These spiritual leaders are totally dependent upon God. The monastic life drew me in. I wanted what they had, faith and peace and serenity. I remember when the vow of poverty concept, though, set into my consciousness and the commitment it would take for me to live my life totally dependent on a faithful spiritual existence. Not once at the beginning, but daily and hourly and second by second, today, tomorrow, and tomorrow's tomorrow, and on, no personal possessions of my own. Just the love of my Creator and the people about me. Wow. So what's the point? A vow of poverty has become a benchmark of where I strive to live, the ultimate baseline, having the faith to turn my life over, following God's will, not my will, and asking only for the power to accept His will in all matters. In times as these, when tribal politics are killing us, driving wedges in lifelong friendships and once-loving families, what really is important? It's the acceptance in which our Creator holds us, with warmth, understanding, and love. If I can just let go and let God. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.